Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thabiseng Tubazana is in studio with us 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the moment where you call in, where you ask questions, where you take free legal advice from Thabiseng Tubazana. And Thabiseng, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having me again.
What do you want to talk about today?
So you always say I stress you guys when I come.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping not to stress you out, but to give a little bit of relief, depending how you look at it. So remember, we touched just a teensy-weensy bit on cohabitation some time back.
Yes.
There's been a case that has come out with regard to cohabitation. So as it is, cohabitation, quote-unquote, fat and set.
Yes.
You have no rights against anyone's property if you guys break up. There's no such thing as a common law wife. Remember that theory?
Okay.
That
yeah, everybody thought hankadula a year or two or three, I have all the rights.
Correct.
No such thing
exists. Okay. Instead, you are advised to enter into a universal contract wherein it's sort of recognized that it's a relationship that exists, mm-hmm. but doesn't have the benefits of what a marriage contract has. In other words, what a spouse is entitled to when when you guys part ways.
So this contract, what does it recognize?
It shows that you have reciprocal duties towards one another,
okay.
that you are supporting one another,
mm-hmm.
That you are making yourselves available for one another. So mm-hmm. it's just a minor contract versus the marital contract.
Okay.
So just recognizing that you guys decided to live together and love each other, and that's that. It doesn't give you any real rights at the end of the day.
There are no implications.
That is correct.
At all.
That
it's
is
just
correct.
To recognize that they were living together.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
In the event where they are living together, they do not share expenses. They share a home, and only one is responsible for the upkeep of the household.
Yeah.
What then happens when that person passes away?
Oh, okay.
One of the two.
All right. Away. So the passing away part has been dealt with actually in our courts.
Yeah.
So you are entitled to claim from the deceased pension funds.
As a fat and set.
Correct. So. So the law. So the law gives you that platform to say you can show that this person has been maintaining you. When I'm self-supporter, putting in 500 rand, 5,000, 10,000 into your account for you to live the life that you lived. So you can go into the pension funds and say, I may not have been written as a beneficiary.
Or a spouse.
But here's proof that I was being maintained by this individual. And as a result, I'm here to claim against it. And it's now being allowed.
What happens with assets like a home?
The home and all of that hasn't been dealt with in that manner. It has been dealt with in terms of pension funds. So the home and all those assets are dealt with as if they are quote unquote independent from the pension
fund.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah. So
they can still come and kick you out?
Yes, they can. However, there's always a however when it comes to the law. With that said, if you were living in that particular property with the deceased, right? Then you can have
who used to pay for everything.
From the pension funds, you have an option to buy that property because if it's going to be sold or whatever the case may be. But if you had children with the deceased, then they become beneficiaries of the home directly. And then you as the remaining partner will be the guardian, and then you still continue to live in the property.
Hang on. So let's say the house is insured or fully paid for.
Yes.
Right? So there's no debt on this home, on this asset. And the spouse passes, well, not the spouse, the fat and sitter, passes away. Who has been paying, or whose house it actually belongs to, and there are no children.
Yeah.
The estate has to sell it?
The estate has to sell it.
Mm.
That's if, of course, there's no will that goes hand in hand with what should be done with the estate of the deceased.
Mm.
If there's no will, then obviously interstate succession happens. And if none of the heirs, in other words, family members who are alive, parents, siblings, etc., are not alive to say, or they don't care for the property there, then it has to be sold. And then the monies that are made from that can be divided between all the parties. And then that's that. So you are claiming basically maintenance from the deceased estate, from the pension fund side of it. You don't claim any other assets if there's no children involved in that particular setup.
So you can be evicted.
You can.
At the end of the day, you can be evicted. You may claim from the pension, but you can be evicted.
That's correct.
Okay.
So that is the law as it stands for about 3 years now, four, when it comes to estates and fatenset.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a case that has come.
Yeah.
So this is now Mojola at your own peril.
Okay.
So now there's a case that has come. The couple was together for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
In those 9 years, they had three children.
Mm-hmm.
The woman in the relationship was not working. She was the stay-at-home, quote-unquote, wife. And then she had been threatening to break up with the boyfriend. And then the boyfriend said, but if you leave, remember, you're not going to get any benefits the way that you're getting them when you're living under the same roof as me. So she stalled and stalled. Eventually, she broke up with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's claiming, one, for the court to recognize her fatenset with this man as a binding contract. No. They just broke up. They just broke up.
Okay.
Ne?
Mm-hmm.
And then over and above that, while this one is pending, she makes an application for interim maintenance. So now I'll go back to when we dealt with Rule 43, interim maintenance in a marriage.
Yes.
So upon divorce, the spouse who doesn't have the financial muscle versus the other one, once the summons has been issued and there's a case number, we make an application in terms of Rule 43 if it's the High Court, or Rule 58 if it's the Match Court, to say, please give us interim maintenance and also pay for my legal fees because I can't pay, right? So I need to show the court that this is why I'm asking for all of this information, financial disclosure affidavits, the likes, because there is a contract that exists between these parties. So now, in this particular instance, there's no contract that exists between these parties. But with that case number where she's asking the court to firstly recognize that this relationship actually existed and I benefited from it, using that case number, she made an application to say, I need interim maintenance.
Okay, wait. The interim maintenance is for her, the children's interim maintenance.
Correct. So it includes her and the children, actually. That's what interim maintenance would be. It would be for her and for the minors. And then over and above that, I think she asked for $750,000 towards legal fees. And she was asking for $56,000 per month towards maintenance.
Okay.
For herself and the three
let's
minors.
Let's get, okay. This living, the lifestyle they had.
Yes. Roughly per month, she alleged in her papers, there was around about 100,000 rand per month that was being spent.
Has she left now?
She left the house, yes.
She took the kids with.
Correct.
And she basically wants to stay in that similar lifestyle.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
And interim maintenance would cover the roof?
It would cover the roof, the lifestyle, the schools.
And all of that.
Medical aid, the likes, everything that comes with that package.
How much is she asking for?
She, in her papers, she was asking for 56,000 per month.
It's not that bad. Three kids. Private schools.
Yes. Mm. And medical aids and all of that.
Maybe it's little.
And then she was asking for 750,000 towards
for legal fees. Mm.
So this application obviously was opposed for obvious reasons, to say there is no legal obligation on the respondent, which is baby daddy stroke fatenset, because there is no contract that exists between the parties. So this matter was being heard before three judges.
Yo.
Two judges agreed. And then there was a dissenting judgment, which I love.
Mm.
But because the two judges agreed, this is where we are.
Mm. And what was the dissenting judge?
So the dissenting
saying?
Judgment was agreeing to the for the most part with the majority to say, yes, usually the vulnerable parties in this situation are women and children. Mm. Yes, there is a situation that is dire for women that come from relationships wherein the man is the stronger party and the man chooses not to propose, but then they have this family dynamic and all of that. However, it is a choice. It is not a situation wherein you are, for example, born with it and therefore you're being discriminated against because of how you came into the world with it. It is a choice. If the man is not asking for marriage, you go and ask the man. And if he says no, then you walk away from the relationship. Nothing is forcing you to remain in that relationship. So for us to now bring the benefits of a marriage into a fat and said situation, we are now developing the common law in such a way that it's going to open up the floodgates for abuse in such a situation. But of course, the majority completely disagreed with that. Obviously, the issues of women being the ones that are vulnerable, children, etc., etc. The majority judgment also went on to say that it is time the common law is developed enough to accommodate people who are being discriminated against by not being seen as spouses. And therefore, it is our view that the applicant in this matter should be entitled to getting interim maintenance. But there must be some sort of warning that must be given to the applicant that in the event, in the main trial, it is proven that there is no long life partnership there, she may be liable to repay these monies that she was not entitled to receive.
This is where I think you and I touched on this the last time.
Yes.
So this is dependent on her not getting moving on with her life.
Yeah.
What if the moving on with her life still happens, but the new person is not going to be at the same level as the previous one?
This is where my gripe is with this judgment. The judge.
So, over 50,000 maintenance.
Yes.
New guy is just working in jail as a blue collar guy. He's not going to maintain this lifestyle. Neither is he going to maintain that lifestyle with these three children.
Yes.
What happens there? She loses a 53,000 rand?
So this is what the judgment said. The judgment said that, well, she didn't get 56, she got 45,000.
50, okay.
She got 45,000.
I mean, go
month.
Girl.
And in that,
she tried.
She tried. And she succeeded with 45,000.
That's not bad.
And the court said, in order for us to determine whether or not there is a right to claim for maintenance pendant lit, which is interim maintenance, we need to establish a few things. One, how long the relationship lasted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my issue. Remember, the matter stemmed from a cohabitation situation, but in the judgment doesn't specifically say that it has to be stemming from a cohabitation situation. It just says how long the relationship was.
Not the cohabiting bit.
Correct. How old the parties are, the financial.
But now we're getting into values and all of that
you
stuff.
You see. That's where my issue is. So anyway.
How long
the relationship.
They've been in the relationship.
Yes.
I suppose you count from date what?
Date number one or date number 10.
Yes.
You know? The financial status of both parties. The ages of both parties. What else? There's about four other things that we mentioned, but these three, I remember them because I was discussing it with colleagues. I'm like, I don't understand, especially when it comes to the part where they're not hammering on cohabitation.
Yes.
So let's say Type Singh is married.
Mm-hmm.
Husband is in a relationship with Timelo for 6 years, married to Type Singh for 12.
Mm.
This judgment doesn't say you have to be cohabiting with Timelo.
Oh, I see. In other words, Nyati can come and say, I want maintenance.
Yes.
Because I've been in a relationship with this guy for 6 years.
Yes.
Or I'll be Musadi number two.
Mm-hmm.
So I want what's rightfully mine.
Now, where does it put the spouse in this relationship.
No, he must maintain both.
Because now the issue is which relationship trumps which.
No, nothing. There's no either or on type of thing. I don't know why
there has to be.
What's the problem?
There has to be, because if it's a situation wherein one has a contract that is binding to the other one is based on a situation where we can assess and decide whether or not it should exist or not. So if Pamela now comes and claims maintenance mm-hmm. after they've broken up, mm-hmm. it's affecting the joint income.
It has to affect the joint income. I don't understand where the problem is. I genuinely don't understand. The guy has to have a problem, because he knew going into extramarital affair that he is going to be bringing problems into the main relationship.
So Ntabise now has to suffer for the works of this particular individual. Of insolvency and all of that. That's what your stance.
I'm saying, brother man, knew that he's going to put the family in a crisis.
Yes.
Right?
Mm.
Why are we all sitting here having a conversation? He knew this. He knows this. And she's right, number two, to ask, so what's my story now? When are you going to marry me? Because chances are that Nzamo's happy, sir.
Obviously.
Of course. I'm not happy at home. Rubbish. He's happy at home. So he must do right by this woman.
So now the court, with all of that, has referred it also to the Constitutional Court for the Constitutional Court to try and accommodate it into the definition of a spouse, because the benefits that this woman has gotten are benefits that a spouse ought to get.
I think this is brilliant. I think it's brilliant. Because when people dabble, they must know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. And we can maybe talk about this when we come back. The details of, because there are organized marriages where you have more than one spouse.
Mm.
He could have gotten into that. So the one that's complaining about being an affair and why don't you marry me? All right. Because the law allows you to marry them all if you want to have six of them. And in that arrangement, there's allocation for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's the problem? That's what happens, Mama Lilishan.
Yes.
To be honest, I think listening to the show and hearing this cohabiting things and all that, to be honest, I believe I'm trying to scam. So it's better to die, you know, single, because of at the end of the day, people will inherit your hard work and all that. So, yeah, no.
I'm sure I'm scared. Ntabi Singh Tubasana is here to take your questions. 086-000-0959, 063-688-0959. That's where you can send those voice notes. Cholo, and I think this is going to be brilliant. So, let's talk about what legally is the arrangement of tepu here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you divide assets and who's who? Because you were saying earlier, we need to deal with the fact that number one has to be taken into account. In the event where they are all legally married, what happens?
So in that situation, it's very easy. It's a customary marriage. Wife number one has given consent that all the others can now come through.
So the key word is that number one is given consent.
That's correct.
Key word is that number one. They got permission from number one.
Yes.
You need permission from number one.
Yes.
Even if it's coercion, it's fine.
But consent must be granted.
What does this consent give this man?
It gives him permission to marry legally.
Yes.
Because if he marries customarily or otherwise, without this person knowing, that marriage is deemed to be null and void.
With the number two.
The number two, yes.
So, legally, number one gives consent.
Yes.
What happens legally to number one's marriage? It stays.
It remains.
Okay. So, what happens to assets and all of those things?
They're divided equally.
All 4, 5, 6 of them.
Correct. And in the event of the death of husband, the same thing. The assets are divided equally amongst the surviving spouses and the wives. Yes.
Yeah. Which is easy.
Yeah, makes her life simple.
No, then Nyazi, all right, she must take him to the cleaners.
So
because he could have married them both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it easy, make it simple.
So this thing, Fatin said cohabitation, like I've been saying for so long.
So did the number of years matter?
In this case, yes. The court took that into consideration.
If it's Nyazi who's been around for a year...
That's where now the gripe is, because now each court now has to look at each case with its own merits to say, in this situation, is a year sufficient for us to say you have an entitlement to maintenance?
The entitlement comes in where he lied and said, I'm going to marry you. He could be telling you for 6 weeks that I'm going to marry you. 8 weeks, 3 months, a year. A year is a long time.
Which leads to an application to say breach of promise.
Hey,
remember, there's
exactly.
been a lot of cases
in
that
A year is a
aspect.
Long time. The man has been promising to marry you for a year.
Yeah.
And a year has come and gone.
And nothing has happened.
A year is a long time, Tabise.
So mm-hmm. now each case has to be done with its own merits.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, so here it's going to the Constitutional Court.
Yes. So I'm assuming, because it doesn't say in the papers whether or not the applicant, the respondent rather, has put in an application to appeal the decision.
I had forgotten to ask you. He's okay with all of this. He's paying now the 45,000.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure, because he was opposing everything, saying there is no legal basis for this application.
Had he proposed to maintain his children at least?
That's what he was actually saying. I have a legal obligation towards the minor children. I have no legal obligation towards the mother. And the court put them all together. I mean,
9 years.
Yes. And then this is what the court also went on to say. The court went on to say, not only are you liable for medical aid, you're liable to pay for her dental work, dikhalasi, chiropractor. The list is very long when it comes
because
to
because he was doing it when they were together.
Yes. And then over and above that, this 46,000 is payable until she remarries. I don't know why the word remarry, because they were never married in the first place. But basically this 46,000
saying that we recognize it as
correct
that.
And it is going to be increased per the CPI.
Hi man, Dada Selby, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela and Tabi Seng, how are you?
We're good, how are you, Dada Selby?
Tabi Seng, what are you talking to?
Exactly.
I said,
Tabi Seng, I have a boyfriend and I maintain.
Until I'm at all a substitute.
Net so.
No. You're
not a good one. Substitute and then uka pumula.
So? I know. It's too late.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm cup of water. Couldn't import to Monga, who maintain Ilenguana for plus minus 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Wari family and wanyana o inkile di damage say two. Yo. Ay, but what's all you feeling?
For one of you, why?
Badumela, banka.
Kamolikamu, hababuta di bo. Kamolikamu.
Yeah, man. Wana ufana kaman?
Ufana
kaman.
Yeah, udula limalima why.
Sene imikia
mani. Marintate selbit, let's think about it practically. Batuba, ba hona le di family tse ithusetla ba amohela two families
ya ene wano
ba re morning
ka December u ya una le ntate ba ba ithu ba re wano na fela bo wa ya no mfuetu na sanaki ana no ru bua ka bo ka present boyfriend ya mama ai
are papa
are na ke le mo ntate ba ithu
so present boyfriend ke number 3
no una hana
ke number ya no mfuetu na na
mwana o o ya go dintlung tse ithu
ya ka December u ya so wetu
ai lona
Ki misrepresentation. Proof ke e teng ya bontsha go ngwana ha swaka. Ke le le ngolo le bontsha go ke tswa patala damages sa motho o. And therefore banjile tshelete X, Y and Z. I've been paying X amount for 10 years. Ka o fela ke 150,000 for argument's sake. And therefore banjile tshelete ke batla go bula case ya fraud. So criminally, hona ne case e lo rabane a ka lo e bula at the police station le eng ya fraud. Civilly has na tshelete. So what? And all of that to pay back the quantum in that I bought it thing. But like I said, when they find this out, and leave it at that. So maybe that it can be the one to try and push this for the first time.
Yeah, I don't want lighting and that is help. Ne? I love Swarisa. So I complain.
No, we went to DNA test. I told our one as why.
Okay.
Then
I'm assuming.
I would want to ask her. I told her that I want our money. That I want to tell her I cooperate or no. After a while, that I want to have a Enter blood test at all. No one acquire can meet. About jigger and next again.
Yeah.
Hey. Then Asana, Dabla Piaur, Kar Mutuaka Musuan, Kim Mahuan. Kim Mahu Kukuanguan. Kar Kukuanguan, I can't get an killing the damage state.
Hey.
Yano Hemuna and Tatawa no more as a solar cooperator. I was on approved. Ya rung ke le di damage tse itse.
Hai kona o go kuko wa waphila.
Eh waphi?
O sile.
Yeah.
Ustout.
Hai ndatha tlhalipitsa tshomi ya hao. A ile ba tshwarisa.
Ka ile le proof e go bona. Are na mix up to the mix kena ang kapeli di teng ore na kinke damage mo go lona ka motswa re ntata o ngwana ka nnete ke mang are yena
are o kapeletse ke go kwa teng
ke mme wa ngwana
le tse ke mme wa ngwana
o bona ntata sirpi chumi a ho ay ba isa di last lot go tronkong batho ba nkuku o tsontse aye ka walking stick go court
It's very wrong. And it's allowed so often. So I know how to bula case of fraud. He has more than enough.
And that's what I said. Lene unkuku.
Hey, by amuhezin chalete. Kau fail. Ibebo accused 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kau fail.
No, kita mukalifis.
All right.
Atle ko koranbe ke hailo huruat sab kuku officina police. Oh. Thanks, that's Selvi. Hey, Matat. Hi, guys. But yeah. Do people do that?
All the time.
Hi, Ntabi Singh.
All the time.
People are going, we're going to go to hell.
Yes.
Huh? Mwanabatu. The poor child.
Two dads, Mwanabatu.
Hi, guys, no. Let's take a voice note.
Good evening, Pimelo. I've got a question for Ntabi Seng. I've got a situation which I'd like to paint so that maybe I can get clear guidance and direction in terms of where to go about. It's basically on inheritance. My father, who's late, was supporting me, giving maintenance for my upbringing and everything. So I'm currently at varsity. So he used to buy me clothes. He used to send me money for groceries, basically the maintenance money. However, since he's passing away, I haven't received anything from the family side. The last thing that I received was a 500 rand from my aunt following the funeral. However, I feel like my aunt is trying to squander everything and every cent that's going to come out. So I'd like to find out, how do I go about to go to the High Court so that all me and my other three siblings, we can get what's duly ours, because we are still under age and our father was basically maintaining all of us. None of them was neglected, as much as he could not do everything that we needed, but the basics, he made sure that he had covered everything through. So I have a feeling that my aunt is trying to do things behind our backs and to siphon money towards her direction. So I'd like to find out, how do I go about in terms of trying to get the court to freeze his assets if need be, so that we can duly get what's due to us. Thank you.
So it sounds like
I hope that this was a call, because there are a few things.
There's a few questions.
Automatically, or they are underage.
If he's under the age of 18, if he's in varsity, like, doesn't sound like he's under the age of 18.
Maybe he's still 17 or something.
If that's the case, then Auntie would be the one.
The guardian
be the guardian and can be the one to apply for letters of executorship at the master, right? So the first thing you could do before going to the master's office, go to the master's portal. You just type in master's portal on the internet, and then you go to the deceased estate, you type in dad's ID number, and it will show if there's letters of executorship that have been issued, and if so, who is the executor of the estate. And then once you have that, you can take that piece of paper to the master's office and say, I am the deceased's child, may I get a copy of the master's file to see what is in there. Because part of the declaratory papers that need to be filed there, next of kin affidavits and people who are still alive, to see if you were even mentioned, you and your siblings. And if you are not mentioned, you then file in those papers that you are beneficiaries or heirs of the deceased. And if there are minors involved, there has to be security that is given by the executor to the master to cater for the minors. And if you, like you're saying, you can show that there was maintenance being paid, you have a right to claim maintenance from the deceased estate, even if you are now an adult, because you're not yet self-sufficient. The Maintenance Act caters for that, to say if you're not self-sufficient, you can still be maintained by your parents in this situation, the deceased estate. So the first step, check who's the executor. Second step, go and request the entire file from the master's office to see if you and your siblings are within the papers there.
Anonymous, thank you so much. We wanted to this is the same person who sent the voice note.
Okay.
Thanks, Anonymous. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, Pimela. Good evening.
All right.
Good evening to you.
Okay. It helps because there's some questions. You said you are still a minor.
Actually, the situation is not mine directly.
Okay.
However, it's for somebody who's quite very close to me.
Okay.
So I didn't want to.
Yes, of course. No, that's fine.
But I didn't manage just to keep it anonymous.
No, that's fine. How old is this person?
She's 21.
Okay.
But they still are dependent.
Yes.
On that income.
Yeah, he's still a dependent, and there are other younger ones siblings who are also dependent as well.
All right.
Then it makes things easier. Like I said, go to the master's portal and see if there's letters of executorship that are out. That, in other words, to see if the father's estate has been declared and the winding up has started. If there are no letters of executorship that have been issued, your friend can go and apply to be the executor of his father's estate. That way, everything that is happening with the estate goes through him, so that Auntie is not the one that deals with any of this. But you can only know if there's an executor once you've gone to the master's portal, right? So when you type in master's portal on the internet, there's a huge it pops out, Shem. You will not miss it. You click on it and then you go to the deceased estate, type in the dad's ID number, and then at the bottom of that, after you've clicked search, there's a little pop-out button at the bottom wherein you click and it will open a secondary page and it will show you the whether or not letters of the estate has been cleared. But if it doesn't pop out, it means there is no estate that has been declared. And then it gives your friend the opportunity to now actually start the process to deal with dad's estate. But if there are letters of executorship that have been issued out, right, then what he must do with that paper that he will get from the internet, go to the master's office and say, "Ke kopa a copy of this entire file," so that we can see, or he can see rather, what's in the file, whether or not there is a list of next of kin that is in there, which includes him and his other siblings who are minors, whether or not there's surety that was given for the minors, and whether or not there's a liquidation and distribution account within the master's papers. If there's nothing of the sort, then the aunt needs to be held accountable and reported to the master, and then your friend can make an application to have her removed as the executor, and then he be appointed as executor of dad's estate.
Okay, that's far from what sources that he's got, is that seems like the aunt already went through to the High Court and everything, but it was not yet confirmed. So it's something that is a hear or say at this stage.
Okay.
So, but now the concern is if there's anything, I mean, like his dependent is going to need to get groceries while he's still at tertiary. And, but challenge is now, if aunt gets hold of the money, he will not be able to get all those funding that he could assist him as well as his siblings as well.
That is why it's important for him to go and find this information out so that he knows what his next step is. In the event that it is confirmed that Andy has the papers, then he knows he needs to make a declaration to the master to inform him that he's still a dependent, and also his two siblings, and also he has to know how much is in the estate later account, because auntie can't be receiving the monies in her personal account. There has to be an estate later account, and you can only access monies in the estate later account once you've done a liquidation and distribution account. So we can only get answers once he's gone to the master's office to see Hurana, what is happening in that particular file.
But look, it's not the end of the world. Let's say Antine is trying to be clever. It's fine.
Yes.
And Auntie will be dealt with.
Correct.
The court and the law will deal with Auntie. So it's not the end. Maybe Auntie's already started charging the money. It's okay. It's okay. It will all be reversed.
Because my question was, my other question would be, like, you know, there are policies, the funeral covers, and all those other things like that, because, I mean...
they've gone into the deceased estate. They've gone into that estate. That's where they've gone.
If there is no named beneficiary, if there was a named beneficiary, they've gone to those people directly.
Mm.
But if there were policies, there's a DNG without any names, they have to be paid into the estate late account, which is an interest bearing account. So Auntie can't be receiving that money. It has to be going there.
Auntie will end up in jail.
Yes, she will be charged.
If Auntie has dipped into monies that don't belong to Auntie, Auntie's asking for trouble. So let your friend go on very quickly and find out that information, eh?
All right.
Listen, if you need help, I think it may be interesting for you to get in Tabiseng's details, because they can be quite cumbersome.
Yes.
This whole process can be quite deep. And it sounds like your friend is young, 21.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
so they may need support, ne? So maybe you take down Tabiseng's details at the end.
All right.
We'll do that. Okay, let's take a quick break. I'll be back with more when we come back. 086-000-0959, 063-688-0959. That's where you can send those voice notes. Tabiseng Dubazana is with us for all your legal questions. 086-000-0959, 063-688-0959. That's where you can send those voice notes. Anonymous, thanks for your patience. Good evening and welcome, Anonymous.
Hey, Mama Nijani.
Sikhona Nijani, Baba.
Hello, Ma.
Unjan,
man.
Good.
Am I through now?
Yes, Putuama, go ahead.
I was in Kumana, so I was in Kumana. But once send the Amasamos are the state of Gutinos Navantana by two, so Ukala Umtana Uiwan, which was my daughter then, she was like 7 years, 8 years old. So in case you're going to Kubegela Pambi for some reason that I cannot like tell. Marala, Abe Palo Guchena Sisme, Ati, custody of the one minor child in the marriage, ne? And then Konala Ati, a degree of divorce on the grounds of a irreversible breakdown of marriage, party to retain assets presently in his position.
Correct, yeah.
So, Mama, I think you better like a little bit. So, in that time, I think it was 2003, I think. It's in very same 2001. So man, think that the case level man is about to know the case enter because then I start to be in there. So you the case enter now. The case level you believe now. You take the same reason. You think it's good. You think it's lapian. Now I retain it as a good. Now me retain it as a good. So you contest man. You know, 50%.
So man, imangan putom. Benchatil.
Yeah, benchatil naman.
Okay. So, azang iqhubeka indaba ye divorce.
Yeah. Azang iqhubeka ma. Eh.
Okay. In the meantime, benenzani ngama assets?
Nokushitela behlala lahlala khona ngihlalele endlini, ngishiye endlini nabantwana ne. Because I was raising a baby girl. I had to ukuthi ngifunele umntwana nami indawo ngamthatha ngamhlalisa nosisi wami yabo. Because abesekhulu umntwana, yazi ke abantu babomama mesecala kuba ama stages athiza, I wouldn't handle that. So ngacela usisi wami ukuthi angigadele umntwana ngamfundisa umntwana, ngikhulisa abantwana ngiyiwa.
I want to understand, Butom. Ute, when you get to court, they said a case number. I sebenz ganjan.
No, we should mama yazi like lebe mfundela ni case ka 2001.
Yeah.
That's why umelu akhona nje wathi imali yama disappear.
Okay.
I was going to open a new case. Once she has collected the income, in a collecting his name, my life was like a miserable. Yeah, bo.
So,
manje, anzang in sustain, kamina, ukula ma paper la anuguti, watch, yeah, bo, because these other papers, you keep there for e-defense, yeah, bo, no. Mpale, the very same thing, abe palile. Why are you funny 50%, manje, can take change color into the Zimambela gase, actually, aga funny, mi sesanya nena.
Uban would say, the case number doesn't work anymore.
Ma?
Who said to you, the case number 2001 doesn't work anymore?
We should have imagined it clicked down the case.
No, that's right.
We should have Mama Benza and Bonani. It clicked down Benza, you follow up. But check on the case, then by a lane, but check about the case, then since you were injured. So you need to open up a new case.
No, that doesn't make sense. Because unless the parties but withdraw the case themselves, the matter remains pending. It doesn't just disappear. So, Kshoguti, there's something that doesn't make sense. I think they probably lost Ifailien, and then they are forcing you
to start again.
Yes, because otherwise you should be continuing where you left off, basically, because it was never concluded.
Asqalen kahle butwa. Lo mshato, boku mshato njani?
It was in committee of property.
Hayi, awukwazi ukushintsha manje nawe.
Ma.
Awukwazi ukushintsha. Angithi it was in community of property.
Yebo ma.
Yeah, need to. Angikwazi ukushintsha halfway through. You can discuss need to ukuthi okay, we were married in community of property, but now we are here singenza njani. but it has to be either mediated or you must start ngama court ni ngama lawyers in ukuthi wena ufuna into ethize yena ufuna into ethize. But nizoyilwela, what I'm trying to say is that nizoyilwela because it was in community of property.
Okay, mama. So we should be in this community of property, mm. Because you know me, hamba. According to Tata Indri, like what Tata Ezenga, like Abu Maketini, Ingubo, and some of the staff from Makaklari and the like. Mm. Even today, I don't even have a furniture. I don't even have curtains.
Ngalukubuza, just another question. Was it in community of property with accrual or just in community of property? Okay.
So no, in this situation, when it's in community of property, vele, the law says everything must be divided in half. Ne? Mm. But what you can say, Emma Pepin Wako, through your lawyer, and you're requesting ugoti, whatever you have, you must keep, and vice versa. And when she's now coming back, got plea high, saying that she wants 50%. When you reply through your attorney to that plea, you then state all of these things. Even this old case, Namaguti, she had already requested 1, 2, 3, 4. Therefore, I am requesting that she forfeit her right in her 50% share in the property based on X, Y, and Z.
No, go to what that is.
Exactly. Mm. And then let the court, Ibe Yona, to decide, Uguti, are they going to deviate from umteto that says that in community of property, divide 50%, or they will agree now and say that, you know what, Baba, from everything you've put in your papers, we agree now. Let Lemuntu law forfeit everything that is in there. One understand.
Because even my daughter, Mama, I was actually talking to her because I was like not in the good mood. She always calls me and talks to me. Then I said to her, because one can only process your divorce, Gemanje Mina. I spoke to my kids. I said to them, listen, me and no mommy, you are going to try to take the guy. Then you tell her, you mommy, you give us. But I suppose it's good to do that. You should have done that long ago. But what you should do, maybe talk to her, also go to training. I could man, I want you to know, it's fine, you can carry on. So, in turn, you come mama, I think she's not aware of what I still got this summer that I want to make her zone. Like, I stayed at corner, Uguti, I got funny, Mr. Kanganena. Because she stated in this document that she doesn't want anything to do with me. Except that she wanted the one minor child, of which she did not even make a follow up. You would keep abonnee Lumtan one. What in Lumtanam in 8 years? Umbone is in 16 years. My daughter can testify on that because she was saying, to Papa, I'm willing to stand by your ground. But I said, I don't want to involve my kids into this mess, yeah, because I'm spooning at Abama Nani or Ganja.
You see, these are the things that you use in your papers through Umeluako. Abona, this information is what you use in your papers through Umeluako to say, we are against this lady because all of these reasons that you're setting aside. The court has granted a forfeiture of assets based on a lot less than what you are saying, manj. Yabo? So when now what you just need to do, communicate with your lawyer, and then if the plea, obviously, like you're saying, is saying that, no, we are going against Lentolea, keep what's in your possession, then you counter with this and let the trial start in Jalo. She must explain to the court why she feels what she deserves anything that comes with regard to the marriage.
So, any into mama, you should imagine, Nina, into being a career like a Kulungut. My harm, what she has collected in, it's not about 2 to 5 years, it's been the most 5 years. Challenging, it's not school age, saying, one shall not lose a quality level, saying, one shall not collect the Kulisa Bantuan. And then, equally saying, Mama Bantuan, I had to take kids to other people with one meeting about Bantuan, because I couldn't think Kulungum Seven don't have desire, about talking about self-sagas this one, about finally school around the world. I had to pay for a transport. I have to pay for the fees. I was doing these things in one. Then she hit me with these papers. Actually, I don't anything in Shanghai now. So, mind you, all of a sudden, my concern is why I'm suffering those damn images? Because Kachigum Nandi for you, Bogu right. But all of a sudden, because you are born, I'm saying they're pension in. So that's where I'm finding it difficult.
Listen, Budom, there's been so many cases. In fact, one was decided 3 years ago, wherein ubaba ahamba for about 20 years, aboye when this lady was about to go to a pension, and she was now seeking for a divorce after he had been gone for 17 years. The court was like, you have no right over anything. Please go back to wherever you are, and then leave this woman to be. So you will be fine. Just make sure that your lawyer understands what your instructions are and finds the right and relevant legislature and case law to use against this particular case.
Okay.
Thank
you, Putip. What
about Leva Banning? Mawi. Something, Mama. Is there any way Lang and contact her?
Yes.
Okay.
Untabiseng to Bazan and Sizok Nigama details, yes?
Okay, Mama.
Lalela wana Elona. Sizok Nigama details.
Okay, we're going to cool, Mama.
All right, Mama.
Yo.
Yeah, I know a lot is going on.
Yo, the clever did you get? clever. Bonoro. Oh, don't touch it.
Yes. So I accumulate the loss of the right so I can go clean.
Wow. And have you seen, where do people find you?
So they can call our offices on 087-265-8010. Alternatively, send a WhatsApp on our WhatsApp line 079-654-7523. Send an email to info@dubazanaattorneys.co.za. We are located in Randburg on 272 Oak Avenue. The building is called HM Terrace. We're on the ground floor, office G2.
Thank you, everybody. Tomorrow is that big day. Parliament is going to be in session tomorrow. We're likely to take that all live. It's sort of going to be around 7 o'clock. You and I will be back tomorrow at 8.